This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Victoria Fletcher, last name Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, date of birth May 26, 1969. Patient seen for Tabitha Moriyuki, T-A-B-I-T-H-A, Moriyuki, M-U-R-I, UKI, nurse practitioner at Health Services of North Texas. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support. Victoria is 52-year-old female who comes here for follow-up. She has anemia, which was believed to be iron deficient. However, after intravenous iron as well as oral iron, her serum iron level stays low and her ferritin now have improved to 437. Last CBC showed WBC count of 18.2, hemoglobin 8.7, creatinine was 31.1, platelet were 736, and RDW was 21.6. All those indices are suggestive of iron deficiency anemia. New paragraph. Symptoms: patient complains of joint pain, extreme weakness. She is a hairdresser and she is not able to work on account of severe pain and weakness in both upper extremities. Physical exam: she is 5'7" tall, weighing 142, blood pressure 111/70. IgNT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis is 1, anemia with poor response to intravenous iron. Diagnosis 2, joint deformity and pain and weakness, rule out lupus. Diagnosis 3, history of lymphadenopathy in the past. New paragraph. Recommendations: we'll go ahead and draw the blood for CBC, sed rate, CMP, iron, and ANA. Once available, we could make further recommendations. At some stage, she might need a bone marrow aspirate and biopsy. Thank you for your continued support. This is follow-up consultation on Fletcher Victoria. By the way, for the hand pain, I did x-ray of both hands, but they are unremarkable. Thank you again.